I really feel like it's a team accomplishment, certainly an offensive accomplishment, but just a lot of people played roles in this, and I think it's a unique thing and a neat thing to be a part of NFL history, even though it may be temporary. I personally think all season records are going down, especially if they go to 18 games, and there won't be an asterisk next to them. So Brady will probably break it again next year, not the year after. So we'll enjoy it for as long as it lasts, and hopefully the Hall of Fame will just send the ball back, you know, once somebody throws for more. But a lot of receivers caught a lot of touchdowns, made a lot of special plays. You know, Eric's touchdown today was typical of a lot of great catches these guys have made all season long. Protection, blocking, you know, by the tight ends, running backs, play calling and scheming. You know, Adam Gase has just been awesome all year, and the coaches that have helped him call those plays, and, you know, the defense getting us the ball. Mike Adams' interception, in my opinion, was the play of the day today. We were in a little rut on kind of both sides of the ball, and that really just springboarded the whole team. So, but certainly I'm very appreciative of it.
Does it mean more now after coming back from what you've been through?
Not necessarily. 2004, it was kind of a unique chase. You know, I still think Dan Marino's record in 84 is extremely special. Certainly the game has changed since then, and for him to have thrown 48 touchdowns in 84 still is one of the most remarkable ones. And it lasted for so long, and he was one of my favorite quarterbacks growing up. And so to break his record in 2004 was special, and Tom's year in 2007 was nothing short of phenomenal. And it's been a fun season and a fun to be a part of this, you know, part of NFL history with the whole group. Like I said, though, I'm sure it's just a temporary record, but I will enjoy it during this time.
We hit another record. You guys now have five guys with at least 10 touchdowns. I mean, that one may not be good. That's incredible.
It certainly is. It's a credit to all of those guys. It's a credit to Clancy and Tyke, you know, the receivers and tight ends coaches, getting those guys ready, but certainly some just some great individual efforts on all those guys' parts. Great route running, great attention to detail. Obviously, all those guys are super talented, otherwise they wouldn't be in the NFL, but a lot of credit, you know, just goes to them and the work ethic they've distributed this year, and I'm certainly proud to call all those guys teammates.
Julius said he didn't know he had the record. In fact, he dropped the ball and couldn't figure out why Deck ran it.
Yeah, Julius, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if Julius would have went and handed it to some babe up in the stands and, you know, tried to get her phone number in exchange for the ball. That would be right up Julius's alley. So that's pretty in line with his thinking oftentimes. But great catch, great route by him. And like I said, Decker's catch was awesome. That's probably one of the best ones of the year, in my opinion.
Within striking distance of the yards record.
Yeah, yards to me doesn't, you know, touchdowns to me means it's helping your team win games. And, you know, to me, if we would have had a losing record and you break an individual record and you're just throwing a lot, you know, attempts and yards and you don't have a chance to make the postseason, that doesn't mean a whole lot. So, but touchdowns to me means you're scoring points and giving your, helping your team win games, and so that's something that I think that means a little more. You know, you can have a lot of yards and not have points and not win games, and so this only means something because it's helped our team win games and won the division today, which in a competitive AFC West, that's a good thing.
But I ask because you're when you take the context of this may be your best year statistically at this stage of your career, does that really mean anything? Does it resonate at all for you?
Well, I think it's well documented. Certainly, this is the second chapter of my career, and you know, certainly did not know what to expect coming off that injury, and you know, new team, new players, you know, really a new physical state after an injury. So had no idea what to expect, and I put a lot of time and a lot of hard work into it, but I've received a lot of help along the way from coaches and trainers and strength coaches and teammates, and so I'm very grateful. And when something like this happens, it just reminds me even more how grateful and thankful I am for a lot of people that have helped me during this second chapter.
Great.
50 and you're up 30-13, and there's a chance that next week might not mean anything. Was there talk of let's get this out of the way?
Nothing came my way. I had no idea that we had a chance to secure the division. I didn't realize that the Chiefs had lost the game, and so Coach Fox said go play ball. That's what he told Adam, and so Adam told me, and that's what we did.
Hey, Peyton, can you describe the route running on that 51st touchdown? What you saw from your eyes and why the play was successful?
Well, we had put Julius out wide. I think Adam's done a great job all year of putting players in different positions, whether it's running back out wide, or Julius or Eric or DT in the slot, putting them in different places. And on that particular play, had Julius out wide, split by himself, full receivers to the other side. And obviously it makes the defense, have a discussion. They got a couple of receivers on the other side. You got to put your corners over there, put a linebacker out there on Julius. That's always a tough matchup for any linebacker, as athletic as he is. And he ran a good route and good protection on the play, and he made a great play getting into the end zone.
Time for a few more guys.
Can you reflect on the emotions you had in that moment when you threw the touchdown and maybe when you got to all your teammates
in
the sideline?
Yeah, very special. Very rarely during an NFL game do you get to have a moment like that. And 2004, when we broke Marino's record, we had to go for two, and we really did not get to enjoy it. We went for two and converted it to tie the game, and then the game ended up going into overtime, and then we ended up winning the game. So we got to enjoy it after the game in the locker room, but very rarely during the course of a game, having some of my teammates come out of the field, some defensive players coming out there and high-fiving me, and I was just telling them, thanks back, thanks for all their help. But so that's certainly a moment I'll remember. A lot of Broncos fans in the stands today. That was pretty unique as well, and so certainly a moment that I'll remember, because of just the team bonding that kind of went on during that time. I missed all that. I saw Julius score the touchdown, and I remember just kind of brought a smile to my face. And then after that, a lot of people were coming toward me and whacking me in the head and slapping me. So I was trying to come out of that unscathed. But I appreciated coaches and teammates coming up, and I had a chance to thank each one of them as well, because that's really how grateful I am for all of their help and support.
Last one, Jeff, would you?
Your surgery, if somebody would have said in a couple of years you're going to throw 51, would you believe it?
Well, no, probably not. I don't, like I said, I had no real expectations, because I couldn't really get any doctor or anyone to give me some sort of gauge or timetable or strength recovery. You believe me, I asked every question that you possibly could, and just with the injury that I was dealing with, there was major unpredictability, and so a lot of them said, hey, maybe it might come back to this level. It may not. So there was definitely some wait and see. And like I said, I'm grateful for people that have helped me along the way, and I've certainly put some time in and work into it. But no, it'd be hard to say. You could have imagined this at that point. So we're excited about the win, and hopefully we can keep it going next week.
Thanks, Peyton.
Okay, thank you.